As the academic school year settles in, districts around the state are making decisions related to the so-called Step 3 phase of reopening amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Peter Burrows is superintendent of the Addison Central School District, and I asked him about the changes taking place now that students and teachers in his district are moving forward from Step 2 into Step 3 and exactly what that entails.
Step 3 from Step 2 allows us to have more students in the building. It changes the physical distancing standards, which are, I think, one of the key things that superintendents have been looking at.
How does it change those physical distancing standards? I just want to break in there and ask that particular question.
Yeah. So in Step 3, the physical distancing becomes 3 feet for elementary or 10 and under, and 6 feet. And the key language in the guidelines is if possible and if not possible. If you can't maintain the 3 feet or the 6 feet, then the focus on really strong protocols around mask use.
How do you determine then if you say if it's not possible to maintain that 3 or 6 foot distance? How does that determine? What does that mean?
In terms of the guidelines and what not possible means is through the course of the day, whether students are in the hallway, students are in different classrooms, you know, and obviously this changes from elementary to secondary. I think the understanding and the message through the guidelines is, if at all possible, maintain the 3 feet and 6 feet. But given where Vermont is and given COVID-19 transmission rates, the focus on mask use, especially the 3 foot and under distance for elementary, is, I think, has been the main focus of the Step 3 guidance as opposed to Step 2.
Let's take a focus on what's happening right now in the Addison Central School District. Are gymnasiums and cafeterias, for example, open in your district right now?
They're not open in the normal way that they are typically in a regular school year open. We have a partnership with a local child care center, and we have child care in some of our gyms right now. They're kind of a multi-use space in some of our buildings.
And cafeteria, same thing. It's open, but not in the usual way that you'd be used to.
Yeah, and we're continuing with a lot of the Step 2 procedures we started, such as with the cafeteria, we are continuing to have students eat in their classrooms as opposed to everybody coming to the cafeteria. We're finding that some of those things in Step 2 are working really well now in Step 3, and I think we're going to continue those for the foreseeable future.
What about athletics at ACSD? Are kids participating in competitions with other districts right now?
They are, yeah. So that opened up statewide with the move to Step 3. We expected that the move would happen to Step 3 and competitions would come. It came a few days after, I think, most people thought it would come, but now that we are in Step 3, students are competing with other school districts.
As I understand it, Peter Burrows, ACSD will be switching to full in-person instruction for students from pre-K to 6th grade later this month. What is the reasoning behind that, and how do you know you're ready?
We shared with our community at the start of the school year the criteria we'd be using, and it's also the criteria we've been discussing with the state and with local and regional superintendent groups. As we went through those criteria, we felt like we were ready. Almost all of us have moved this month and are moving towards fully in person for pre-K through 5, pre-K through 6.
Why not from middle school and high school, though?
We're starting with elementary. There has been a strong support for that. We are also assessing the secondary level. We feel that things are going really well, and we certainly hope to bring our secondary students back for more days in person in the not-too-distant future.
And you mentioned, you know, support for this move. Are you hearing that from parents? I mean, what are they saying about moving to full in-person instruction for pre-K through 6?
I think for the most part, parents are supportive and excited about that. You know, as with many things right now, you're not going to get 100% consensus on how people feel. You know, homeschooling, for example, this year, I think statewide is probably double what it has been in years past. So we expect that we need to support families from whatever kind of place they're coming to. And that's why we are also continuing to provide a remote-only option for families.
Do you have enough substitute teachers if the regular teachers get sick, for example?
We saw that coming, certainly a concern. We did hire a number of kind of more permanent substitute positions this year. The challenge we're going to face is when flu season hits, under the guidelines, staff members are going to need to be quarantining at times just to be sure when they come down with some of the symptoms. They may not have COVID, but they still will be sick. So we're prepared for some of those challenges. And of course, you know, one of the challenges for all school districts is nothing really feels normal in the way that we're used to. So we're having to be real flexible. Staff are super flexible. I've been really impressed.
Peter Burrows is superintendent of the Addison Central School District. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.